Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saturday Social on WBDN Radio. This is your host, Volante. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's topic is spring fever. And I chose this topic because here in Chicago, the Midwest, we have gotten pounded this winter. It has been freezing. We still have a ton of snow. And I know that people debate on whether spring fever is real or not, but for me, it is real. And I have a huge case of spring fever this year. I see that we have our co-host and our program director for WBDN Radio on the line. Hi, Sabrina.
Good morning, Volante, in Chicago and Las Vegas.
Okay, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here laughing at my son because he laughs at me when I was going on the radio. Anyway, how are you this morning? How's Chicago? Is it still cold?
Oh, my goodness. Today we got 40 degrees and we're all about to go crazy.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Because yesterday.
Well, we got spring fever.
Yes, yesterday was, I think, 18 degrees with the window. And so I got up this morning, I went outside, and as soon as we get off the air, I'm going back outside.
That's funny.
Yes. So, okay, for you, though, in Vegas, you guys don't have such a wide range of temperatures like us. So what is spring fever like there? I mean, what do you even care, you know, when spring starts?
I actually do care. I miss being in, because I'm from Cali, so when we have spring, for us, it's not really a spring. It's a, wait, Volante, well, let me call back in because it sounds like it's echoing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I hear you fine. Okay.
Okay, then that's just me. Okay, so for spring, what it is that we have a spring, it stays between about, I know nobody wants to hear this, it stays between about 70 to 75 for probably only a month and a half. We don't have like the changing of the trees, nothing of that, like where the flowers come out. Because all we have is rocks and cactus, and the cactus only bloom at night. Now, I miss the changing of the seasons, actually, to tell you the truth. I love them. I think they're beautiful.
Wow, and see here, of course, it's just, well, my favorite flower is the tulip. And the tulips are, I think, one of the first spring flowers to bloom. And you've got to come to Chicago in the spring. Anybody who doesn't live in the area, this is a perfect time, well, April, really, because Michigan Avenue, the Magnificent Mile, is lined with tulips. It is the most beautiful thing. And that's one of my most favorite things about spring in Chicago is the tulips. They are so pretty. So, and I didn't know that cactus bloom. I didn't know that.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I have to say that is probably one of my favorite hobbies is growing cactus. So there's about 5 to 20 different cactus, and when they bloom at night, they're cactus roses, and they open up at 2 a.m. in the morning. How would anybody know that they bloom at 2 a.m. in the morning? Because I've waited for them to bloom. I've watched them. Okay, I'll go outside and watch them bloom. They actually open up to really beautiful, beautiful pink and sometimes red roses. And they open up and they stay open for about, yes.
Wow. You've got to put up some kind of footage. I can now. You've got to put up some kind of footage of that. That sounds so cool.
It is amazing because they only bloom at night and they close at close to about 6 in the morning, and they do that every night, and then they fall off, and they don't do it all year round. But then there's a cactus that blooms yellow, and these are actual flowers, and they only bloom at night because of the weather, and during the day it would be too hot for them. But I love cactus. Cactus has health properties to it, too. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, you cook with cactus, you can eat cactus, you can actually use it to clean your face. So I'm a cactus. I'm a cactus kind of freak, sort of kind. So, but, yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, wow. Okay. Now you're going to have me Googling cactus, right?
Yep.
That's so funny. But you know, I was looking at this spring fever thing, and we have this weekend is daylight saving time, where the time goes up an hour in the morning. Do you guys have daylight
Okay.
saving time in Vegas?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. The only one that borders us is Arizona, which they don't. They stay there. They stay always 1 hour ahead of us. They don't
Okay.
change, but we do change times. Thank you for reminding me because I would have been like,
Late.
like looking what you just like, why is everybody else like okay? Because I didn't even I you know what I forget it's already oh my God. And that's just funny. We're already in March and I thought I had just left Chicago in January when I was visiting. Now February's gone and we're in March and it's just people are changing their dresses and everybody's changing the colors they wear and it's just everybody's getting ready. And I know baseball is starting and so it's just like everybody's getting ready for spring, and I'm like, okay. People cleaning. I know my coworkers were telling me they're cleaning out their closets, and they all hired. They hired what is the closet organizer place? I forget it's the name of it, but they hired them to come organize their closet for the spring. And
Oh, wow. That
I say
must
just
be
throw
nice.
everything in a bag.
You said that before.
Kidding. Remember that last year? Because I told you when you were getting ready last year for the winter, and you're such a little lady, and you pack all your stuff in the trunk and stuff. I'd be like, that stuff in the bag. Okay, next season. And I see, I'm
So
so bad.
funny.
I was like, see, and I'm the only person probably in Vegas who loves boots. Boots is my downfall. And I just bought two more pair of boots. I wear boots even in the summer, even with shorts and everything. I love boots. So I'm like, everybody else getting their sandals. I'm like, all right, break out the boots. But then in the wintertime, I'm the opposite. I'm all about the sandals. All about, see, I don't go with the seasons a lot. I have issues.
See,
Not a
that's a true diva for you, a true diva. But yeah, it's so funny with changing with changing colors in the seasons, because it is, all the spring stuff is out. And we did the spring photo shoot last week, which is hilarious because I was just really feeling spring, right? Forgetting
Yes.
that it's 4 degrees outside. So we're in the studio, I got my sundress on and we're taking pictures. And I told you the story behind the sundress that wouldn't zip in the back. So I need
I
to
know, huh?
lose
Right.
the
But it
weight.
looked good, though. It looked good. Nobody knew. It looked good.
Well, they know now, right?
They know now. But
Yes,
they've done
the
the same
dress.
thing, so they're laughing because they've all done the same thing because we all have those dresses that we love and we'll wear anyway and we look good in them and we'll work on getting it zipped up. Don't worry about it.
Right, I actually bought that last spring because I love color. Had to have that dress. It was a little too tight. I said, "Oh, I can get in this by the end of the season." Well, I didn't. I never got to wear it. So I pulled it out for this photo shoot, and I said, "I'm wearing this dress." And so I put it on for the shoot. It wasn't zipped in the back, but I can't really wear it. But what I did was, I forgot how cold it was. We're taking these spring pictures, so I kept the dress on, put a sweater on over it. And some leggings to put my coat on. So now we're walking around at the store and people are looking at me like, where are you going in that summer dress, as cold as it is? And at first, when I noticed it, I'm like, what's wrong with them? Then it dawned on me, you have on a summer dress and it's 4 degrees. You look with the winter coat and you look like you're crazy. So that's
That's
how I was
funny.
walking around last weekend. It was too funny. But you know what? I actually looked up spring fever because I kind of thought it was just me. I really have a thing with what I like about the spring is the days are longer. And I love when at night I open all of my curtains before I go to bed so that when daylight hits, daylight shines in my room. So I love being able to wake up with the sun in my face as opposed to the past. You got to get up while it's still dark. So I love that, and I love the fact of getting extra hours. And literally, I feel better and have more energy in the spring. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to look up spring fever. And here's what I found. They have a Wikipedia page for spring fever. It says it's a term applied to several sets of physical and psychological symptoms associated with the arrival of spring. In general, it refers to increase in energy, vitality, and particularly sexual appetite. And
okay.
I'm thinking, okay, and that's pretty true. So do you suffer from spring fever at all, Sabrina? Because I definitely do.
Actually, I do. I love spring fever better because I know in the wintertime, I don't think people, when they hit on the increased energy, there's actually a phenomenon, I think is how you say it, in December from actually just a little bit after fall starts up until about January 20th, where people get really more depressed, suicide rates go up because people have lost light. There's not a lot of light.
Mm-hmm.
And people need that light, it's the vitamins and things that we get from the sun and the longer days. And so people actually do. Depression decreases over spring. And as we get closer and closer back to fall, depression goes up for some people because they need that light. And that's what they tell for some people, especially in December, there's special kind of lights that you can have, lamps and stuff in your house that will help your body simulate that you're still getting an adequate amount of sun. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and it definitely takes an effect on me. We have another caller on the line. I believe that this is Farrah on the line. Hey.
Hey, how old are you? What's going down?
So you decided to call in to be on the air with the most beautiful women in the world, and it took you long enough. Wow.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Seeing us today. Look at this.
Right, it's like a two-for-one special, ain't it?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, don't start. And don't steal. Okay, you know what? I'm going to steal that line just like you stole my line. Don't come on Volante's show trying to show us up now. Volante, we need to talk to him. Two-for-one special.
I just calling to tell y'all about the winter depression, you know what I'm saying? Summer madness. You know, technically, yes. The depression rate goes up into what we in the health field call suicide season. And it's usually around the wintertime because, why? Breakups happen, and then you go through the holidays by yourself. And then after Valentine's Day, spring hits, and it's a new, vitality. You have a chance to renewing your love life. You feel what I'm saying? So, for the most part, winter depression, summer madness,
Well, I guess I better be depressed then because my love life ain't changed yet. So I'll just be happy because God loves me.
I'm going to leave that whole thing alone. That's a whole other topic.
But you know what, though? For real, in the springtime, I know for me, I'm like that, and I get this burst of energy. You know, like you were talking about, Sabrina, the spring cleaning. I just want everything fresh and new. I got up this morning, as you were talking about me before, I started putting up winter clothes and started pulling out spring clothes, which probably wasn't that wise because it could get cold here. But I started changing stuff, and I want everything fresh, and I want everything new. And there is this increased energy. There is this increased vitality. Even in the spring, I think like now I got up, I got my hair done, I'm ready to put on some clothes, and I'm ready to go out to my favorite outdoor mall. So, when you were talking about relationships and we were reading about the increased sexual energy that spring brings, maybe it's because we make more of an effort. You know, like when it was cold, I put on a hat, I put on a coat, I may curl my hair, I may not. Well, today, I'm going to be all fancy out in the street thinking I'm cute because the sun is shining. It's 40 degrees. So when you
shave your legs,
you're at look, huh?
Did you shave your legs?
You know what? I am one of those women who are blessed to not grow hair on my legs. They stay smooth. I never have to shave them.
Thank the Lord Jesus. I don't have to do that either. Praise God.
Now, my daughter, she does. This child, she grows. I told her she's a monkey. She grows hair everywhere. She has to show. She's going to kill me.
Oh, I can't even say that. Oh, my God. Volante got gay, so she got comedy. Did you hear her?
She went hard. Did you call your daughter?
Me. Woo! You go, girl. Well, hey, the truth is the truth, and if you a monkey, you a monkey. Shave that back. Now, come on now. Come
she
on.
Cute monkey, though.
Wow. Wow.
You know, Volante, I used to think that I was strange because I have a lot of friends who, you know, like, literally speaking of spring fever, they do go to the Brazilian wax and get all that stuff done for spring. And I used to be upset because I'm not one of those women who grow hair. And so for me, it was, I used to be upset. Now I'm like, good, thank God. I don't have to pay that money. I can just get dressed. I could have on shorts any time of the year, any time of the day, because I love shorts and don't even have to worry about it. I look good. So I guess I was blessed. That's how I see it.
I am too. I mean, I have all my hair on my head grows quickly, but arms, legs, I don't get that. I do have a mustache. It was so funny, though. I went to get my eyebrows waxed, right? And the lady goes, you want me to wax your mustache for $5 extra? I was like, you don't see my mustache. What do you mean? Do you want me to wax? You are supposed to act like you did not notice that. So, of course, I just went. I said, well, since you saw it and since you asked, I suppose I needed wax, right?
Oh, my God.
Tell me more about, okay, how does spring affect you, Farrah? What is spring? Do you have spring fever?
I guess it would all depend on, like, how my winter went. You know, I'm an outdoors dude, period. You know what I'm saying? So I do the skiing, the snowboarding, the hiking, the hunting, the camping, the fishing. So winter don't bother me like it bothers you folks. You know,
right.
All you beavers out there, you know, pretty Madonnas, all the metrosexual men. It don't bother me like it bothers y'all. You know, I put on a flannel, some work boots, and some overalls and get to humping. But during spring, I like spring because the women that usually, you know, get bare ugly, you know what I'm saying, become, you know, bearable cute. You know, so they shave their legs and, you know, they get their hair done.
You gotta stop.
They bare ugly and then they become, you know, bearably cute. You know, so they get their facial thing together. They get the hair together. They, you know, they go get the Brazilian wax and all that good stuff. And then you sit back and you be like, well, if you lose another 10 pounds, you'd be all right for the summer. But then when you say it honestly like that, then, you know, you crush their dreams and pipe dreams and you ain't right. But women say it to men all the time, you know. So, I mean, you know, spring, winter, winter.
Here's the thing, though. Some women, I think, are naturally beautiful the way that they are. Yes, I will admit that when it's nice outside, you put in a little extra effort. But here's why I slightly disagree with you on being bearably cute, because there's always, and I think some men don't get this, there's always somebody out there flirting. There's always somebody out there looking, especially in the spring. And a lot of times for women, and I just wrote my last blog post was about this. I named it Unhappiness is Unattractive. For us, I find that it's really about attitude. When you get up and you feel good and you feel good about yourself, you attract more men, even when you're not trying to. So I don't think it's always about, you know, how you look, getting your hair done, shaving your legs. It's about feeling good, looking good. There is always, I think sometimes men think that just because they're not interested, that nobody's interested. That is so not the case. It's just that women, or I won't say women, ladies, don't brag or flaunt the amount of men that approach them like men do. You know, men, you know, they brag about all of these women coming at them. A lady knows that she can get somebody anytime she gets ready, but she just chooses to be a lady.
I don't brag.
That's just it, Sabrina.
I can't mute. Sorry. I had it on mute, and I was like putting makeup on because I'm trying to be bearable out in public.
Wow. Hashtag.
Sorry.
Hashtag.
You know, Phil, I want to be bearable. I'm trying to find. You know, so I would look a little bearable, so I'm sorry. Okay.
I tell you, working with women is a job and a half.
Well, you know, I think I'm adorable. Now, most men tell me I'm cute, but I'm not dating material because I'm cute and a good listener. So I've just come to the conclusion, I'm cute. I'm marrying myself. So in July, we're having a wedding, and we're marrying me, myself and I. You and Volante can be my best man and best woman. All right.
Whoa. Hold on. Back up. You said not dating material. Why?
They said because I'm just cute but and a good listener, but I'm not dating material because basically I don't give up nothing. So I'm just going to be, one guy told me I'm a 50-year-old virgin because I don't give up. So,
Oh.
Wow. So I'm not dating material. Because, you know, a dating material, I guess, means that you give it up and you, according to them. And, you know, it's not just that. You know, Volante, I have my list. And my list, one, you can't go in the door before me if you're a man. That's on my list. Two, don't ask me to buy the meal the first day. And three, I don't want to be taken to McDonald's. That is not in any of the list of restaurants on the first date. So, you know, so I'm going to be single, according to most guys, because I'm a good listener. But when I have these qualities that require them to step up to the plate, then I'm not dating material because I have values and morals. And I just expect that a man would want to take you the first time. I'll pay. I just want to see you pay the rest of the time. Because you asked me out. I didn't ask you out. So if I ask you out, then I pay. That's how I see it. So you asked me out.
Wow. Stop. Hashtag. I've always said that. But people looked at me like I was, you know, if you ask me out, you pay.
Yeah, so exactly. I'm saying, so if I've asked guys out, and I said to them, I asked you out, and I'll pay. And I meant that. Because if I asked you out, I must have thought you were some hot man, and I want to be near you, so of course I'll wine and dine you. But if you ask me out, then you'll pay. That's how I see it. But most guys, they want to pay, and I get that. But there's been the guys where they want to go Dutch. I didn't ask you out. I could have went Dutch at McDonald's by myself, with me, myself, and I. Now, And I think that's just like, and it's funny because all my friends are lining up their dates for spring and stuff. Me, I'm walking the dogs on Monday. That's my date. I'm cooking. You know, like, okay. Because I refuse to succumb to that standard. And I do have to say, my 17-year-old, he renewed my faith in young men for dating because he went and talked to his young lady that he liked, went and talked to her father. You know, so there are good men out there. It's just the fact that sometimes we women sometimes miss it and the men miss it. But, you know, like I said, if I'm not going to let you ask me out and then I have to pay for it or I forgot my wallet. And you know what I say to that? I guess you better go in that kitchen and get some dishes because my wallet is in my pocket. It's covering my meal. That's why when I go out to eat, even if a man asks me out, I never, ever go without money. Because I'm not going to be arrested or go to jail. I'm going to pay for my dinner.
You just brought up, this will be our next week's topic thing. You just brought up an entirely new show because I've always maintained, you know, it's easy for women to say that the guys are no good and they're trifling and all of that stuff. But my observation is that a lot of women have messed up the game by settling. You have so many women who are just thirsty and they will share men. They will know that someone is in a relationship and they'll still actively pursue them. And I think that women do such underhanded things to each other and have such low self-esteem until when you try to be decent and when you try to commit and build with someone, it's like you said, you're not dateable because why should I be committed to you and treat you like a lady, you know, and actually own you as the love of my life when I can go here and be with Sally and Becky and Lakeisha and them and have all of them at the same time and they're content with it. So that's an issue that I used to think it was age because, you know, I'm 44 and I think you're 50, right?
Yep. And you know what? Age doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Right. I was going to say, it's not age. Right, because
yeah.
It's older guys
that are falling into that same category, and it's kind of like we accept it, so they do it. And at some point, you have to stop accepting it, you know.
Now, Sarah, if there were more men out there like you, then we wouldn't be sitting up here on a Saturday afternoon trying to be bearable. I know you're joking with that, but I'm just saying that, you know, and it's a very few guys in between. Like my friend Danny, you, I can name five guys on the hand, but you have, and Veronica is right, there's a lot of women out here who I have friends who this year, well, actually last year I had to say goodbye to because they were married and would go out with me and try to hit on the guys that I was talking to as married women. And I was like, this is not okay. Not okay. You're making a bad.
But you know what? Once again, I'm going to put it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go. The cold. The cold. It is something from the cold. You can't say because they're married that they're happily married and you don't know the real reasons behind their marriage. They might have an open marriage. And a lot of people don't realize that certain marriages are open.
Really?
And so while you're looking at it and you're frowning upon it, until you know the whole demo, silence is golden. Don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then even to the effect of, like, your son talking to, you know, the young lady he's interested, you know, in her, to her father. My whole thing on that is this. It's okay to be cool with the family, but measure your coolness with the type of relationship you plan on having. There's no need to be cool with a father and you're just trying to hit the skins. And she knows it, and she's cool with it. There's no need to be, like, buddy-buddy with the father and the whole family. You feel what I'm saying? Because after the relationship is over and y'all don't want to be friends, then now you ruin the whole setup for the next dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always one to say, you know, I ain't trying to leave things in a way so that the next guy can come slide up in there. But at the same token, you have to stay within your parameters of your relationship for your relationship. You just can't jump out there and be like, well, I'm going to befriend all her friends and, you know, her family. And you two know y'all not finna go 6 miles. And it's a 2 mile walk.
Okay, you know? Hold on right there 1 second because we're going to drop off the air in about 2 minutes, but we're still recording. So anybody that's listening, you will be able to hear the rest of this on the website. But you're going to keep talking, Farrah, but you're going to drop in about 2 minutes. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you know, there's just certain things that happen in a relationship. Every time a guy says hello, it does not mean he's trying to date you. He's just being cordial. But women will grab their purse, so they'll look at him like, oh, he's cute. And then, next, you know, he's the most evilest dude on the face of the planet because he's not feeling you. He's just saying hello to be cordial. So, I mean, with springtime coming around the corner, there are new things that will be reinvented, that will be reintroduced, that people are not used to. And because new guys are coming of age, and new women are coming of age, and older women and older dudes are looking to pick from the litter. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, it's just the cold.
Well, speaking of spring and the cold and all that, to a certain extent, I do agree, but it also depends on the person. Because I know by nature, I'm not a flirt, but that feeling when you meet somebody new, and you can tell that he thinks you're beautiful, and you can tell that he's into you, that he's probably going to ask you out. That is such a rush. I love that feeling. That's a lot of fun. For some reason in spring, that happens more. So if you're in a relationship, it's really easy to become restless in that relationship and bored, especially if you're not getting the quality time and if you're not in that kind of relationship. So I definitely do not condone, you know, if you're married and your marriage is open or not, that's between the two of you. But I have absolutely no interest in anyone who is married or dating because for me personally, a relationship is intimate between two people. And, you know, you were talking about meeting the family. My dad has always maintained, if you're not married, you're single, you know, and they'll be celebrating 60 years of marriage. So I typically, you know, I would date a lot, but I would never bring a date home to my daughter and definitely not my parents unless it was somebody I was serious about. So like you said, Farrah, before that happens, I think the couple should really be on the same page in terms of the direction of the relationship because the last thing you want to do is invite this guy into your home and meet your family. And you think that you're serious, only to find out, you know, he's just not all in. You know, you just kind of just there. And there's no future. You know, there's no direction. And there's no commitment. So it's a lot of things. And I think that all of us should just communicate a little bit more. This is, I'm not us specifically, but everybody, because you have all of these things that are going on and you don't know, and you step into something and you look back a day, a week, a year or two later, and you're just like, why did I do this? And then you're miserable.
Well, yeah. I know the cure for the miserable blues.
What is that?
Replace that individual.
You are not. You are not. Oh, my goodness.
You got two options. You can either A, replace, or B, put in the work. I mean, that's how it's going to play out.
I believe that, okay, if you have to have an open marriage, you just want it to be, to me, and I'm not judging people. Well, actually, I am. I think that if you wanted to be married, then be married. If you want an open relationship, then stay single. But why put everybody else? Because somebody else doesn't, nobody, I wouldn't want to be part of that. Because the thing is, my friend wasn't telling people that. She was just like, oh, yeah, I'm single. And I'd be like, you're not single. Stop it. You're lying. You're married. So, and I was, she would get mad because I'd be like, no. She's like, you're selling me out. I'm not selling you out. I'm telling the truth. You're saying here you're married. The guy's asking me, I'm going to tell the truth. You're married. Don't lie. Don't put me in that.
You're not at 50 Shades of Grey. You're at the 10 Shades of Grey.
I'm at no shades of gray. This is how I feel about 50. That's 50 shades of porn that people just don't want to admit, and that's ridiculous. I read the first 10 pages of that book and put it down and was done. Now, if I want to see that, why not just go on the strip and go to a strip club? Okay, that's retarded. And it doesn't.
Hey, I watched a woman's body react. I was just out of a surprise. Well,
what did she say?
So I was inside of a coffee house, and I watched a woman's body react to the book as she read it. I was like, wow. And I sipped my coffee and didn't say nothing about it.
You are funny. So, yeah, I don't know. All I know, it's a good day. I'm bearable now. I'm ready to go out. I look like a little I'm bearable, so hopefully I get somebody. Actually, you know what? I laugh and make that joke, but I'm actually learning to be content at 50 and being happy with just myself. And today, what I did, I got my little boots on and my black dress, and I am set to go. So,
girl, listen. Sabrina, listen. Bearable again. Get bearable is in the eye of the beholder. No woman in the world should ever settle for bearable. There are guys out there that will love you and that will love to spend time with you and that will love to be with you. And we don't do bearable. Every time we leave the house, we're beautiful. And again, it's all about
beautiful and divified.
Yes.
I am beautiful and divified.
Yes. And like Pharaoh said, anybody who doesn't want you, doesn't have time to be with you, who finds you barely bearable, replace them. That's the word for today.
I mean, because anytime people with Down syndrome could be in a relationship, it's hope for everybody.
I love it. It's hope for everybody. Yes, it is, actually. You know what? Not believe that today. Actually, yes, there is. Well, I'm going to get going, people, because my sons are hungry, and it is time to have a wonderful Saturday. I love you guys both. You guys are the best in the world. Chicago is blessed to have both of you guys. I can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yes, look at that. Here.
Rock
going.
Yes. All right, hey, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, and bye-bye. This is Volante signing off for WBDN Radio on WBDNmedia.com.